You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Nearly 9,000 Rotary members will attend the Jubilee audience in St. Peter's Square today at the invitation of Pope Francis. A delegation will greet the Pope at the end of the audience. Rotary, which brings together a global network of volunteer leaders dedicated to tackling the world's most pressing humanitarian issues, was in the Vatican on Friday afternoon for a conference in partnership with the Jesuit Refugee Service, UNHCR and WFP, on the challenges refugees are facing worldwide. Linda Bordoni spoke to Ravi Ravindran, president of Rotary International, about the Jubilee audience with the Pope and about Rotary's commitment to improving the lives of refugees.
First of all, the Pope we have is someone very, very special. Put the spiritual part aside. But indeed, in talk, in motion, he is doing exactly what every Rotarian should be doing. So we see a great synergy of thought with this Pope. And being here, having his blessings, I think is something quite wondrous for us.
The last time the Rotary was received as in a Jubilee audience was in the year 2000, if I'm not mistaken, Pope John Paul II. Yes.
I remember the meeting, but I wasn't here. As I said, we are all very excited. We are passionate about this. We have Rotarians who have come from 80 countries to be present. So you can imagine that type of excitement this has caused.
He's going to tell you that you have to live up to your calling as Rotarians, and he will challenge you to go forward.
I hope he does, because that's a message I would encourage him to give all the Rotarians, and we very, very much must live up to this. Otherwise, it's just talk and no action.
Just briefly, we're here today to talk about giving refugees a new start. You're doing that in partnership with JRS, with UNHCR. Can you just tell me about the significance of this event?
I realize that trying to take on this whole problem is beyond us. I mean, I have to be honest and say Rotary cannot solve this problem. But rather than cursing the darkness, we can light a candle. And I definitely know of many, many Rotary clubs who in their own small way are doing what they can to give refuge, to resettle, to educate, to take care, to nurse refugees, homeless people. So if many of us do what we are doing, then to a large extent the problem gets alleviated. So whilst we know we cannot solve this problem, I mean, when all the governments of the world can't solve it, we can't. But we can certainly pay a part as a human being. It's something that we need to do as part of humanity's action. If I can settle one refugee, I've done well. If whole of Rotary can do, each one can do what I'm doing with one, we have done well.
And the Pope is giving us that example himself by putting refugees on the plane, bringing them home, and putting another drop in the ocean.
Yes, the significance of that is not, as some cynic would say, well, Pope can do it, we can't. The significance of that is the Pope is doing from a leadership position what everyone should be doing. It's got nothing to do with his religion, got nothing to do with the church. It's just one human being saying, I can do this now. It's not my job, but I can do this now, and I want this to be an example to you, and each one of us can do something like this without just criticizing governments and arguing and fighting the whole time.
That was Ravi Ravindran, president of Rotary International.